Mixing a beautifully renovated classical building with a modern sound system isn't as easy as it may sound. Tone Proper AV in Portland, Oregon got the job to do just that in McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Tone Proper owner Nick Moon is here to take us along for the ride right now on the SBC Podcast. Nick, very glad to have you joining us on the SBC Podcast from Tone Proper Audio and Video in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for getting with us.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys reaching out. So happy to be here.
We've got a new sound installation at McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom. But first, tell us about the company that made the sound system happen, Tone Proper AV. And how long has it been around, and what projects do you like to take on?
Sure. Well, Tone Proper AV started when I got off of the road. I was tour manager and monitor engineer for Gino Vannelli. I did all of his studio albums, the last four studio albums for him, and then asked me to go on the road, and I did a lot of that stuff. We did several world tours, and of course was single and had no kids. And then when I got married and had kids, the road life ended. And then I basically tried to figure out how do I use my connections in the industry. And I enjoyed a lot of the design work and all that stuff. And that's how Tone Proper AV basically formed, was that I was a dad and all that stuff, and just grew the business from there. Started off with basically Harman, so JBL products. And now we have, I don't know how many lines we have now, but a lot, everything from, you know, Fulcrum and obviously PowerSoft and Bose and tons of video wall stuff and lighting, Chauvet, Elation, all that stuff. So it's over the last about 6 years or so, it's definitely grown.
And into system design and installation now.
Yep. So we do a lot of ease modeling. You know, we're certified providers. We were with L-Acoustics for a while. And so we do a lot of design work for companies like FBT with Bose and other companies as well, and Fulcrum. So I really enjoy doing modeling and designing and floor plans and all that kind of stuff with churches and clubs and doing all the wiring and schematics and just generally designing a system. I really enjoy putting the right thing in the right room.
Yeah, it's probably the most creative part of what is otherwise a very technical and numbers-oriented profession.
It is. You know, a lot of people just kind of copy and paste. I see that a lot in the industry where, oh, well, that worked on for that church or whatever. And so let's just do the same thing again. Well, you know, we live in a pretty amazing time. There is a lot of choices and there's a lot of subtle differences between different speakers, different manufacturers, different everything. So yes, it's more work, but you know, in the end, this is an investment that some of these places are going to have for 10, 20 years. So it's important to get it right and put in the due diligence of doing a good job.
And so you were called in for a pretty involved installation project here at McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma, Washington.
That's correct. Yeah, that building, when we first did the walkthrough with hard hats, I mean, it was totally condemned. I mean, there was holes in the floor going down like two stories. Plaster was falling down, you know, off of the walls. And I mean, yeah, graffiti everywhere inside. And it was pretty bad, to say the least.
Yeah. So you knew you had a lot of work to do, but you're really starting over with this complete restoration and not having to retrofit anything or put a system into a new facility that might have some limitations built in.
Yeah, we had a lot of time to do really accurate models. So, you know, I get to go in there with a laser, draw the whole room in Modeler, which is the Bose modeling software. So we get to really draw the room out, play around with lots of configurations for show match and figure out where things are going to go, cable runs, because they have two big venues like this. The other one is the Crystal Ballroom, which we did about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. They wanted it to be very similar as far as like front of house, monitor, PA, so that, you know, an artist could just walk in somewhere and play the Crystal Ballroom and play that one the next night. And also just for reliability and cross-pollination of equipment and all that, both of those venues are very similar as far as layout.
And I guess the acoustics in these two venues are similar as well.
Well, they're both challenging. I mean, the look of the space is really, there's a lot going on in there. So that kind of adds a level of diffusion, but there's really no acoustical absorption in either space. But all of the interesting pillars and chandeliers and all other stuff kind of adds a level of diffusion, but there is no absorption. Yeah, so it's an acoustically challenging space, but with proper implementation, we can keep the sound where we want it. So that's good.
And these appear to be fairly popular places to perform for touring acts in the Oregon and Washington area.
Yeah, the Crystal Ballroom is really well established, so everybody plays there. I think it's going to probably take a little bit of time for the Tacoma one to kind of get on the map, but I feel like that won't take too long because, you know, McMinniman's is a really great company and lots of people want to play there. It's a really beautiful space, so I think they'll attract a lot of people, and it's a nice size too. I think it's about 500 or so, 600. But anyway, it's a nice intimate venue for sure.
When you walked through the Spanish Ballroom, and it was pretty much in shambles, how extensive was the renovation? That went all the way down to the basic electrical system?
Everything. I mean, down to the studs completely. I mean, it was a complete gut and a complete redo. But, you know, McMinniman's is really known for taking these old buildings and refurbishing them. So there was a space in there where they took down all the molding and somebody was cleaning it with a toothbrush and repainting them and then putting them all back. So it looks like it did probably 100 years ago, but better, you know. So they do a good job of doing that. But yeah, all the electrical, you know, we have a full 100 amp three-phase company switch just for audio and one for lighting and a guest stuff. So all the power is done correctly and everything's what you would expect in any kind of good venue that you would walk into. So
always good to be able to keep the audio power separate from lighting and any other equipment to avoid a variety of weird
yep.
things that have happened with lighting and sound fighting each other.
Exactly.
What type of amplifiers did you use on the project? They had to be multi-channel.
Yeah, so like on the monitor system, on the monitor side, we have 12 independent mixes with the Fulcrum FW15s. And so we have 12 amp channels. So we're using three of the PowerSoft Quattro Kalani 4804s, which are really a pretty amazing piece of equipment. It's a single rack space, four channel with DSP. It's got Dante and everything else in it as well. So yeah, three rack spaces with 12 amp channels and 1250 watts, or I think, per channel. So it's a pretty potent small package for sure.
Since the electrical system was a complete redo, you had pretty much a clean slate to start with. And with these PowerSoft amps, one of the things you hear quite a bit is that they're very stingy on power use.
Yeah, they're super efficient. So they're only really drawing what they need at any one time. And, you know, they even have sleep modes on them, or, you know, if somebody leaves them on, they can go to sleep and all that. But because we had plenty of electrical available, I'm also a Motion Labs guy, so I put Motion Labs distros in pretty much every job I can, just because it's nice to know that you have the right power where you need it. So yeah, we have a 100 amp Motion Labs distro, so every amplifier in the entire install had its own dedicated service. So everything has as much power as it needs to do what it needs to do.
With the Fulcrum acoustic FW15s and the stage monitoring, how is that controlled by the operators as well as distributed to the monitor speakers?
Well, there's basically two steps. Inside the amplifier, we have the tuning file, which is provided by Fulcrum Acoustic, which has all of the locked files settings for the speaker. So you've got a EQ and limit and all kinds of other voicing that's needed so that the speaker sounds like Fulcrum wants it to sound. And also for the protection of the speaker, you basically have to work pretty hard to ruin that speaker with that file in there, if at all possible. And then as far as feeding it, we have a Midas Pro 2C, which is my favorite monitor board, feeding all of that. So in that situation, in actually both venues, we have a 58-channel transformer isolated analog split. So when you're plugging in all your instruments on the stage, the main goes to the front of house and the split goes to Monitor World. They have complete different signals from the same source. So the monitor engineer can do whatever he needs to do. The front of house engineer can do whatever he needs to do or she needs to do. And that's really the way to do it, because having to do, you know, monitors from front of house is a real pain. Having everything separated like that is a really good way to do it. And that's what people expect, honestly, in these kind of venues anyway.
You don't even have to worry about any effect from the input pads on the other mixer.
Absolutely nothing. Gain structure, everything is completely separated. So everybody can have what they want. And the only thing that is phantom power is controlled by the main, and the transformer isolated one is separate. So that's the only difference.
All right. Well, in part two, we're going to get into what you did when you got in there. I know this was a very physically challenging setup and not a lot of easy ways to get the gear into place. We're really going to want to hear about that. Our guest today is Nick Moon, owner of Tone Proper Audio and Video in Portland. Thanks for getting with us.
Thank you very much.
so now there's a careful balance of old-world acoustics and new audio technology at McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom. Nick will be back with us next week with a story on how it went when the gear met the house with stairs but no loading dock. Get with us for that on the next SBC podcast.